Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe Oregon should have tried that.
Yeah. Do they have an Egyptian?
Yeah.
Boise State does. Their best defensive player is an Egyptian. That defensive lineman. Didn't help against Penn State. And they do have four white guys. That much I can assure you of.
Me. I have big science news.
Can't wait.
It's actually paleontological news.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dealing with the dinosaurs?
Yep.
I have not seen this thing.
An extraordinary finding, they say, Jace. Mm-hmm. Researchers have uncovered a series of massive dinosaur tracks.
Oh.
Dating back to the Middle Jurassic period, approximately 166 million years ago.
I was hoping that we were going to get the, Jesus riding into dinosaur tracks. Now that would be something. Like, dinosaurs were around, 3,000 years ago. Now we're talking.
Dubbed a dinosaur highway, the site features footprints from both herbivore dinosaurs, likely the Cetiosaurus.
Guarantee that's not how you say it, but all right.
And the fearsome carnivore, the Megalosaurus.
Ah, yes. Oh, yeah, I see right here. That's pretty cool.
The discovery was made at Dewar's Farm Quarry in Oxfordshire, England. And includes over 200 footprints spread across five extensive trackways, the longest of which stretch more than 150 meters. Now, this matters because most of what we know about dinosaurs comes from the fossil record, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But a skeleton is a record of the animal once it died. Footprints are quite different in that they are snapshots into the life of the animal.
So we're seeing that there was, herds, migration patterns.
Well, I mean, it looks like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they were playing football. I don't know.
It's like that Bud Light commercial. They're always going for two. Wouldn't it be something? Because we make all these and they're all educated guesses. Wouldn't it be great if we found out somehow that everything we know is completely absolute horse sneers? We find out now dinosaurs mostly had feathers and they didn't sound like we think. All the stuff we thought we knew about dinosaurs growing up, none of that's true.
So when you walk on,
they cruise in formations.
So when you walk on this surface in Oxford, you are walking on the same ground that dinosaurs walked on 166 million years ago. So you can tell things about how the animal actually moved. Mm. The overlapping tracks of the herbivore and carnivore has sparked questions about potential interactions between the two.
I'm looking into the Megalosaurus right now. Looks like it was about 10 feet and weighed about 4,000 to 5,000 pounds. Look like a small T-Rex.
The hero here is Gary Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Big Gare.
Love Big Gare.
He's a quarry worker. He first noticed unusual bumps on the floor of the quarry, prompting the involvement of experts from the University of Oxford and the University of Birmingham. And then over a week, over 100 scientists and volunteers uncovered the tracks. Yeah. Pretty crazy.
I used to love, when you were a kid, were you big into dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Loved the dinosaurs.
Boys love dinosaurs.
Yeah. Do girls? I don't know. I just remember, I remember being a kid, on the playground, everyone had, their favorite dinosaur. But back then, we only had, five dinosaurs.
Yeah, you basically had, I was going to say four. You basically had T-Rex, Brontosaurus, Stegosaurus, Triceratops. That's it. Maybe Pterodactyl, too.
Pterodactyl, right? You know, and now, I would say, would the king of the dinosaurs now, isn't it the raptor? The Velociraptor?
I mean, Jurassic Park really upped the stock of the raptor.
Yeah, which isn't even a real thing.
Yeah, or the ones that were in the movie, they're much bigger than the way they really were in real life.
Yeah,
I think they're
the size
of Roadrunners or something. Yeah.
You know. Yeah, the raptor is kind of... And now we got a team named after a raptor. Sorry. I feel like the T-Rex used to be the end-all to be-all, and now the raptor is the, and now like Ford has their best truck Ford makes is the Raptor. And I just feel like the Raptor is really, it's on the come up lately. And maybe we need a new one.
These footprints are pretty crazy in that, you know, it's one thing about it is 166 million years. I can't even wrap my head around that.
No.
And yet they're still preserved.
Yeah, they're right there.
Like, look at how deep they are.
Yeah, and they're laying like plaster casts in them now. I know, it's crazy. I mean, I'm watching, I love like the ancient human stuff. I read a lot of books on that. There's a guy, he's got have you ever watched The Ancient Apocalypse on Netflix?
No.
He's an author and
sounds boring.
It's really not. You should look at it. They're like 45 minutes long. And they're on Netflix. They're in their second series. And Graham Hancock is the guy. And he's like an investigator. And he's always like, I'm fascinated by like ancient civilizations. And that stuff goes back somewhere between like 10 to maybe 100,000 years ago. And even that blows my mind. Like, they found there's some human footprints in like the New Mexico desert that can go back like 40, 50,000 years. And then you just realize what you just said. These are 160 million years ago.
Crazy.
I have a hard time processing 50,000 years.
Right.
Let alone 160 million, and they're still there.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Well, ESPN's getting a lot of crap, guys. I don't know if you know this.
Over dinosaurs? Or?
We'll tell you why next on The Fan.